ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये। हरे कृष्ण। ये सही बात नहीं है, मैं हिंदी में नहीं बोलूंगा, मैं अंग्रेजी में बोलूंगा क्योंकि मेरे हिंदी का ज्ञान बहुत कम है, इसलिए मैं अंग्रेजी में बोलूंगा। अश्रद्धानः पुरुषा धर्मस्य अस्य परन्तपा अप्रप्या माम् निवर्तन्ते मृत्यु संसारा वर्त्मनि। अश्रद्धान पुरुषा धर्मस्य परन्तपा अप्रप्यमां निवर्तन्ते मृत्यु संसार वर्त्मनि। अश्रद्धान पुरुषा धर्मस्य परन्तपा अप्रप्यमां निवर्तन्ते मृत्यु संसार वर्त्मनि। अश्रद्धानः those who are faceless, shall we chant? Okay. पुरुषः such persons धर्मस्य towards the process of religion asya this parantapa or chastiser of enemies of the enemies apratya without obtaining mam me nivartante come back of mrityu of death samsara in the material existence vartmani on the path. Translation: those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me on conqueror of enemies, therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. The faceless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. Face is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is a most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that the faith is the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, one can achieve all the perfection. That is called real faith. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yathātara mūla niṣe chinina, tripyanti tatskanda bujo pasaka, Pranavaparach Chayatendriyanam Tathaiva Sarvarhanam Achyutajya. By giving water to the root of the tree, one satisfies its branches, twigs, and leaves. And by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the senses of the body. Similarly, by engaging in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, one automatically satisfies all the demigods and all other living entities. Therefore, after reading Bhagavad Gita, one should promptly come to the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. One should give up all other engagements and adopt the service to the Supreme Lord, Krishna, the Personality of Godhead. If one is convinced of this philosophy of life, that is called faith. Now, the development of that faith is the process of Krishna consciousness. It's a very important statement by Srila Prabhupada. The development of the faith, of that faith, is the process. The process of Krishna consciousness is nothing but development of faith in this process. These are three divisions. There are three divisions of Krishna conscious man. In the third class are those who have no faith. Even if they are officially engaged in devotional service, they cannot achieve the highest perfectional stage. Again, very important statement, officially engaged or formally engaged in devotional service. Most probably they will sleep after some time. Sleep means not sleep, but sleep, sleep down. They may become engaged, but because they haven't complete conviction and faith, it is very difficult for them to continue in Krishna consciousness. We have practical experience in the discharging of our missionary activity that some people come and apply themselves to Krishna consciousness with some hidden motive. And as soon as they are economically a little well situated, they give up this process and take to their old ways again. It is only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. As far as the development of faith is concerned, one is well versed. One who is well versed in the literatures of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first-class person in Krishna consciousness. And in the second class are those who are not very advanced in understanding the devotional scriptures, but who automatically have firm faith that Krishna bhakti or service to Krishna is the best course, and so in good faith have taken it up. Thus, they are superior to the third class who are neither have perfect knowledge nor of the scriptures nor good faith, but by association and simplicity they are trying to follow. The third class person in Krishna consciousness may fall down, but when one is in the second class, he does not fall down. And for the first class person in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of falling down. One in the first class will surely make progress and achieve the result at the end. As far as the third class person in Krishna consciousness is concerned, all that he has faith in the conviction that devotional service to Krishna is very good, he has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna through the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes this third class person in Krishna consciousness have some tendency toward karma and jnana yoga, and sometimes they are disturbed. Sometimes they are disturbed. That's definitely an understatement. But as soon as the infection of karma yoga and jnana yoga is vanquished, they become second class or first class persons in Krishna consciousness. Faith in Krishna is also divided into three stages and described in Srimad Bhagavatam. First class attachment, second class attachment, and third class attachment are also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. Those who have no faith after hearing about Krishna and the excellence of devotional service, who think that there is simply eulogy, find the path very difficult, even if they are supposedly engaged in devotional service. For them, there is very little hope of gaining perfection. Thus, faith is very important in the discharge of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ashrada dana purusha dharmasya sya parantapa prapya mam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Goravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Vancha Kalpataru Vishcha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ajanu Ambita Pujokna Kavadata Sankirtanaya Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksu Vishwambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vandeya Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. Yantah pravishya mama vachim imam prasuktam sanjeevayata kila shakti darakswadham nanyam shahasta charana shravana tvagadim prananamo bhagavate purushaya pimpi. Hare Krishna. So I'm very happy to be here with all of you in Damodar Desh again. And I will try to speak a few words on this very important verse and understanding of the significance of faith in our life. Srila Prabhupada said different things about faith, even in this one purport. In the beginning he says, those who have third class faith, they basically don't have any faith. And that's a very important statement which I will elaborate a little bit in the course of my lecture. But first of all, I want to say that our understanding of faith is radically different than understanding of faith and the significance of faith in other religions. If we take practically any other religion, the faith is stressed everywhere. But in other religious path, the stress on the faith is because faith is indeed everything which is supposedly required for one come back home, back to Godhead, so to speak. They say that, as soon as you have faith, khatam ho gaya. You're done. Everything is finished. You don't need anything else. Basically, if you have faith, more or less, you're there. You're already there. I remember very much one episode when I was just a very, very young devotee. I just started my devotional service. And at that time, it was Soviet Union. Everything was really had to be hidden. It's something like Abu Dhabi. Or even more strict than Abu Dhabi at that time. You were not allowed to practice any religious faith, even at home. But we were young, enthusiastic, and we were practicing it. And we were visiting different other people who were practicing some sort of faith. Because it was so rare at that time, and we were so eager to associate with some sadhu sangha that we thought that, anyone who believes in God is a sadhu. So we went to one guy who was a Seventh-day Adventist, just to see him, to speak him, how come he believes in God, because we believed in God and he believed in God, so we decided to have some dialogue. So it was around midday, and we came to him, and we knocked at his door, and for a long time he didn't open. Ultimately he opened, and we realized that he's sleeping. He was still sleeping in the midday. And then he was really tamagun. And then the first thing which he said, I believe in God. It means that everything is done for me. My name is already there in the book of life. And he looked at us pointedly. And we were supposed to understand that our name is not in the book of life. That our name is in the book of death. So, basically, what he wanted to say that the point of this little story is that, you know, he doesn't follow any rules and regulations. But because on the basis of his belief, he believes that he's already saved, so to speak. What I want to say is that our understanding of faith is completely different. We need faith to follow strictly the scriptures. Faith alone is not enough. You can say, I believe in Krishna, that's it. And I don't follow any rules and regulations, I will not do anything, just leave me alone. Krishna is merciful, he will take me back. Krishna himself says, no, I will not take you back, my dear sir. Krishna is very strict about this. He is very straightforward about this. He said, apratyamam nivartante, he will never attain me. If his faith is not proper. And in the 17th chapter, he says again about the faith, Nashastram vidyu sridhya vartateya kamakarataha. If somebody doesn't follow the Shastra vidhi, the rules of the Shastra, three times he says, na, just to drive point home, just to stress it. He will not achieve any perfection. Nasukham, he will not be happy. I'm sorry to say this. This is Krishna who is saying, and he knows who will become happy, who not. Nasukham, naparamgatim. And he will not come back home, back to Godhead. He will not achieve perfection. So, in our case, it's very important that our faith is not in Krishna as such. Our faith is in the process of devotional service and the following certain sadhana of devotional service. Because only by sadhana we can really gain the experience. If we only have blind belief in Krishna, and there are plenty of blind believers in this world, it's not going to help us. And Krishna himself, at the very end of 17th chapter, says that whatever one does, even if he is doing yajna, and I will add a little bit to this, even if he is chanting the holy name, if he doesn't have proper faith, everything which he is doing, the result will be zero. Shunya. Nothing. And Krishna himself says, and Prabhupada confirms this, he says, if you have third class faith, I'm sorry to say, third class faith is no faith. Like, there was a very famous writer in Russia, Bulgakov, he wrote a very famous novel. And then in Russia during the Soviet Union, when they would sell something which is rotten, they would say that this is second-class freshness. It's fresh, but second-class freshness. So, you know, it's the same to say that it's rotten. But it is said in a nice way. It's fresh, but second-class. Second-grade freshness. So, in exact same way, if you have faith, but it's third class, I mean, I'm sorry to say, you don't have faith. You're just, as Prabhupada very beautifully puts it, you're just officially engaged in the process of Krishna consciousness. Because the very word Shraddha is very important. The etymology of the word Shraddha in Sanskrit is coming from the word Hrat or Hrit. Shrat is the same as Hrit, and Hrit means heart, heart. And Shraddha literally means the place where you invest or place your heart. In other words, Shraddha is something, if you believe in something, you should do it, you should practice it with the heart. And if you're not practicing anything with the heart, it means that you don't have faith. If you're doing it formally, if you're doing it officially, so to speak, if you're doing it because other people are doing it, because of some social pressure or whatever, then in reality, you don't have Shraddha. And that's exactly the situation of people who are not completely convinced. It is said very interestingly in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Srila Prabhupada mentions this verse, Shraddha Shabda Vishvaso, Kahi Sudridhanishchai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself explains what does the word Shraddha means. Shraddha Shabda Vishvaso. It means Vishwas, and Vishwas, it's a very interesting Sanskrit word. Vishwas. Shvas means what? Breath. Breath. And Vishwas means Vishesh Shvas. It means that you're breathing, when you have, literally, Vishwas means, as we all know, conviction. Trust. Trust. But if we take the etymological meaning of this word, Vishwas, meaning that this is a special sort of a breath, then the meaning behind this is very important. Because as we know from yoga, breath is very much connected with the state of our mind, consciousness. In other words, Vishwas is a certain state of consciousness and certain breath which is there, like it's very calm and peaceful. If you completely, if you have this face like a little child, if the little child is left alone, he will be frantic. He will be just completely, you know, without mother, he will be crying. But if the same child is taken on the lap of mother, he will become very peaceful. And he will just smile. And so Vishwas means a certain state of consciousness when you're completely convinced that God is there and you are on the lap of God. You're sitting on the lap of God and He's protecting you. And you are very happy. That's Vishwas. That's Shraddha. That's what Shraddha means. That's what real Shraddha means. Shraddha means complete, total faith in protection of Krishna, actually. If we do something, if we follow these rules and regulations of the scriptures, and if we do it with the heart, not formally, not mechanically, if we do it properly, then only we can be convinced and that ultimately Krishna will be there. And therefore Krishna says there that Ashradhanana Purusha Dharmasya Parantapa. He specifically mentions here Dharma Asya Parantapa. Or Parantapa, if you don't have faith in this path, Dharma. Dharma means a regulated practice. Dharma means something which you do very diligently. If you don't have faith in this, mrityu samsara vartmani, apraprapyamam nivartante, mrityu samsara vartmani, you will come back. You will come back again and again and again. And maybe at one point you will develop the first class Shraddha. And the first class Shraddha is the real Shraddha which is required to achieve Krishna. I'm sorry to say this, even second class is not enough. Second class will have to be upgraded to the first class. And Prabhupada says, what is the source of the real Shraddha? He says the source of real Shraddha is the association of devotees, the proper association of devotees. And what I want to explain now, I explained it just in London, and I think it's very important, is that There are different kinds of association of devotees. As much as there is different kind of Shraddha, there is third class Sangha, there is second class Sangha, and there is first class Sangha. And the third class Sangha gives third class face. The second class, the association with Madhyama Adhikaris on the Madhyama level, gives you second class face. And the first class Sangha, which has certain rules, only can give you the first class face, complete conviction. Shraddha Shabda Vishvaso, Kahi Sudridhanishchai, complete conviction. Very firm conviction. Because the tendency is, please listen very carefully, the tendency is to be satisfied with the association of devotees, which is good. I mean, it's definitely the association of devotees is better than any other association. And we all know it by our own experience. But the association has some dangers. Because in the association, the tendency is that we usually try to measure our success against the lowest possible example which we see in front of our eyes. If somebody chants two rounds and we chant four rounds, we feel that I'm good, I'm okay. I remember for the first time I visited Chaupati Temple in Mumbai. And we were talking about ashram which is there. And Srila Radhanath Maharaj explained to me that we are very careful about allowing people to live in the ashram, because he said that the consciousness of the whole ashram is measured by the lowest consciousness of a person who resides there. It's not even average. It's definitely not the highest. The tendency will be there. It go to the lowest possible level, and because it's a comfort zone. It's very difficult to climb up the mountain, right? You have to really endeavor and endeavor and endeavor and you lose your breath. But to go down is very easy, isn't it? It's nice. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You know, it's easy to go down. It's difficult to climb up. So the point which I want to make is that society has dangers. And society of devotees has its dangers. And the danger is that we tend to kind of become complacent in the society of devotees. Yeah, I'm coming for Sunday feast. Yeah, very nice, very nice, very nice. When is prasadam? Yeah, soon prasadam, very soon. Good news. Prasadam is soon. But in reality, the motivation should be different. I'm coming to learn deeper the scripture, to understand what I'm doing wrong or right. Because ultimately, I have to have faith which allows me to have practical experience. But unfortunately, usually in the society, everyone is doing something and I'm doing something and we are fine and we are very good and we are in the book of life. Krishna says, no, you are not, not yet. Don't be in a hurry. You will be in the book of life, but not now. Not as yet. So, what I want to say is that just on the way here, we were driving with a very beautiful young devotee, Akinchana Damodar Prabhu, and he asked these questions. He said, we all know this. We have heard it so many times and we are chanting and we know that at the end of life I have to remember Krishna and I'm chanting, but nothing happens. Recently in London I had a very interesting also episode. One devotee came to me very openly he said, for 20 years I have been chanting. 20 years. And he is one of those who chant 20 years. Usually they're quite down. You know, and he said, nothing happened. I'm openly telling this to you. And he said, I asked other devotees who also chant for 20 years, and they also said, nothing happened. Why? Krishna explains this here. Aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. The reason is that there is no proper face. The face is not proper. Therefore, Prabhupada says that the face is very important, but not just face, the proper face, the real face. Not just the shadow face. Not just Shraddha Abhas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there is Shraddha and there is Shraddha Abhas. And you have this, when you have this Abhas, the shadow of a face, then you do something, you know, officially, formally you're doing something, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. You're sleeping. You're still sleeping. Your soul is sleeping. We are not awakened. Because the face will give you life. And the lack of face will give you nice sleep. Nice sleep during the lecture. So, you know, this Shraddha Bhas is very important thing for us to understand because it looks like Shraddha. Like, you know, Abhas means reflection, or Abhas means shadow, and shadow looks like the real thing. The only difference is that there is no substance there. It's just shadow. It has no real life. In the same way, we may have face and it looks like we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And we're coming to the program and we're eating prasadam and we're associating with devotees. But something is lacking. So what I want to say, I want to say a few words about this difference between one Shraddha and another Shraddha. And the difference is very simple. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he defines these two kinds of face. The real face is Paramarthika Shraddha. Or another name for the real face is Shastriya Shraddha. And Shastriya Shraddha means that you know the logic of the Shastra. Shastra Yukti. It is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami. You know perfectly well how the Shastra is very logical. You know, you have very rational understanding of Shastra so that you can explain it to anyone. You don't have just dogma. You know, if you have this other kind of Shraddha, you believe and you even know some of the Shastra, but you believe it as a dogma. Yeah, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, yes, for sure. What does it mean? I don't know, but I know that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah, Hare Krishna. this is just blind. Srila Prabhupada says that blind faith is bad. So we have Shastriya Shraddha or Paramarthika Shraddha. Paramarthika Shraddha means transcendental Shraddha which can uplift you to the transcendental level, can bring you from this level which you are in to the transcendental level. But the other kind of Shraddha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it, it's Lokika Shraddha or Samajika Shraddha. In other words, it's Shraddha which you get in the society. Everyone follows and I follow. Why? Because I want to be part of this society. I don't want to be too different. You know, everyone mumbling something. I will also mumble something. Blah, 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 blah. You will get to blah, blah word. Not to Vaikuntha, but blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're doing something mechanically. Prabhu, Akinchana Damodar Prabhu said, after some time, we become very mechanical and our belief becomes ritualistic.
I just follow this. I follow this ritual, and Prabhupada said that I will go back home, back to Godhead.
Yeah, Prabhupada said you will go back home, back to Godhead, but not because you follow the ritual. In Krishna consciousness, I'm sorry to say this, there is no place of rituals. Because ritual means I follow very diligently the mechanical part of some process, and that's it. I'm done. But the very phrase Krishna consciousness means that there is no room for mechanical following, because Krishna consciousness means that there should be some consciousness. If not Krishna, but at least some consciousness should be there. If there is no consciousness, how you can call something Krishna consciousness if there is no consciousness involved? If you are just mechanically doing whatever you're doing, or just for the sake of ritual. I like sometimes people, they chant these prayers in Sanskrit or in Bengali, and you ask them what it means. They say, I don't know, but this is our religion. Samsara dava nalalida loka. Nobody knows what samsara dava nalalida loka means. You know, that's third class faith about which Krishna says, you will not get me like this. You will come back unless you know what samsara dava nalalida loka means. You will have to come back to learn it, to understand the what it means, because again, Shraddha means something which I invest my heart in. If I chant the holy name, I have to chant it with the heart. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Otherwise, it's third class practice. And Srila Jiva Goswami, he very beautifully explains this. He says that this Lokik Shraddha or Samajik Shraddha, he explains that this Lokik Shraddha is Loka Parampara Prapta. It's coming from Loka Parampara, from some disciplic succession, but not necessarily the pure line of great acharyas. It's just you're speaking with somebody and he says, you should... What do we say? There are so many things which we are... you should... I don't know. Some crazy things are there. So many things. It's, and it becomes very important. He says to you some little detail and then all of a sudden it becomes the essence of Krishna consciousness. So the meaning is of this phrase, Loka Parampara Prapta, is very important. We get some knowledge from the Shastra. We get some knowledge from our spiritual master and we try to imbibe this knowledge. But a lot of knowledge which we have are coming from our social interactions. And it's not necessarily the pure knowledge. You know, so many new rituals are coming, and so many new Hari Bowls are coming, and you know, so many other things are there, and it's all from Loka Parampara. Like, Prabhupada, he knew this tendency very well. Once there was an Ekadashi, and in Ekadashi, one girl came to Srila Prabhupada. And he said, Prabhupada, I was told that you cannot eat asafoetida on Ekadashi, hing on Ekadashi, but can we eat kurkuma on Ekadashi, the haldi on Ekadashi? And Prabhupada, he started yelling at him. Who told you that you cannot eat hing, asafoetida on Ekadashi? Did you hear it from me? I never told this. I never taught you this. You, it's Loka Parampara Prapta. Prabhupada was very upset because, you know, we are trying to substitute the holes in our Shraddha, in our understanding, in our conception.
And we have a lot of holes there by all this second or third class information. And usually, real characteristic. So one characteristic of this Lokik Shraddha is that it's coming from dubious sources, from doubtful sources, from not very pure sources, and from the social interactions. Another characteristic, very important, is that it's usually very much based on belief in miracles. When you don't know the logic of Shastra, when you don't understand, how Shastra is completely rational, how it brings you to the highest abode, and you don't understand the process which Shastra gives, then in order to have the conviction, you need to hear about the miracles. And people start inventing miracles. I've seen it, there are so many. Every religion invents some miracles. I've seen it, somebody says, my deities, they're so fantastic. Last week, they stole one date. I offered one date and then in the plate one date was missing, and I was looking, and finally I found the date under the skirts of the deities. Wow, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now we know why we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. It's mental speculation, it's all mental invention. It's complete, total rubbish. And people, they start talking about this. Yeah, my deity this, and my deity this, that. Oh, really? Ah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Why? Because Shastriya Shraddha is lucky. Srila Jiva Goswami gives very clear definition of Shastriya Shraddha. Shastra Artha Vishwas. Conviction or trust to the meaning of Shastra. For that you have to understand the meaning of Shastra. But usually we know just certain external things. We don't understand the working of the Shastra. How Shastra works. How it works. What is the mechanism behind it. And how it is supposed to liberate me and to give me Krishna consciousness. And therefore, again, practice tend to be very mechanical, tend to be very ritualistic. And also this Lokik Shraddha. So there is Shastriya Shraddha and Lokika Shraddha. And Lokika Shraddha, there is another very important characteristic of this Lokika Shraddha, is that it's kind of, it's a comfort zone. You always want to be in a comfort zone. If you don't have this real Shraddha, then you will tend to do minimum, absolute minimum, which you have to do to be admitted in the society of devotees. Oftentimes we say we should chant minimum 16 rounds a day. But usually 16 rounds is the maximum rounds we chant. People nowadays, they don't even tell during initiation ceremony that I promise to you to chant minimum 16 rounds. They say 16 rounds. And I say, if you chant 17 rounds, you will break your vow, right? that's the sign that the Shraddha is not properly formed. That something is wrong with our Shraddha, because Srila Jiva Goswami says, if you have real Shraddha means you will always maximize your endeavors. He says, it's as if somebody is searching for gold. He will never stop. He will always search for gold, more and more and more. He got little gold, little spark of gold.
little speck of gold. But if the real Shraddha is there, he will want more and more and more. So he will always try to, you know, to work very hard to maximize his endeavors. And if it's not there, then the tendency will be that it means that there is no proper Bhakti Lata Beach. We all know that the Shraddha is coming from Bhakti Lata Beach. Beach means seed. So if we have real seed, then the real plant will come. And the real plant will bring us to Vaikuntha, to Goloka Vrindavan, to Krishna's lotus feet. But if we have genetically modified seed of devotional service, GMO Bhakti Lata Beach, which is coming from this, you know, samajic interaction in the society, which is not coming from the real source, then it will not bring us there. We will be comfortably mumbling something here for many lifetimes. Many lifetimes. There is another characteristic of this Shraddha, Laukika Shraddha, as opposed to Shastriya Shraddha, is that if one has Laukika Shraddha, or conventional faith, hereditary faith, one can say, faith which we got without really internalizing this, without really understanding what is it, why I'm doing this. Do I really have this goal to achieve Krishna? Do I want to come to Krishna or not? If we're doing this, then the tendencies will be there to become very proud. I am a special one. I am a chosen one. And everyone else is just... I am chosen one. My path is the best path. You know, everyone else is fallen. You know, every faith has this prevalent condition among the followers. We are the only one who know the truth. Nobody else knows the truth. Special, chosen people. And of course, we are very special Gaudiya Vaishnavas. If we have this understanding, it's a very sure symptom that the face is somewhat improper, that there is some disease. Because if the face is proper, this is again, Srila Jiva Goswami explains in Bhakti Sandarbha, if the face is proper, one becomes very humble, and he says that everyone else is better than me. Whereas if the face is not proper, then you will criticize others. They don't know. They're not, they're just pretenders, they're this, they're that. You know, but if the face is proper, you will be very much afraid to criticize others. And if the face is not proper, then you will always look to somebody else, how they're doing. And if you find some fault in them, oh, you will become the happiest bird in the sky. Oh, everyone is wrong, and I'm right. You know, there was this beautiful story in Prabhupada's life. Once Prabhupada was sitting there, and Achyutananda Swami, at that time, one of the leaders of the society, rushed in Prabhupada's room. And he said, "Prabhupada, what's going on in ISKCON? What's going on? Something is wrong in ISKCON. Have you heard this phrase? Lucky, come to Russia, you will hear this." You know, this is again something which is loka parampara prapta. When people are always unhappy, this is bad and this is bad and everything is bad. So Achyutananda Swami, during Prabhupada's time, he came to Prabhupada's room and said, "Something is wrong in this room." Prabhupada said, "What? What is wrong?" And he said, "Prabhupada, in the Second World War, Germans and Japanese were defeated by Americans. But now, the Germans and Japanese, they took over this movement. Prabhupada said, how come? He said, look, because there is this Sonia Toyota, who is very influential. At that time, there was Sonia Toyota in New York, and there was Hamsaduta, and you know, and listen what Prabhupada said to this. He started complaining that Hamsaduta is doing this wrong, and Sonia Toyota is doing that wrong, and they are taking over the movement. And Prabhupada said, listen, his answer is very important for us. He said, why do you have to look at others? It's their problem. You have to look in your own heart, and you have to really honestly and sincerely ask yourself, am I doing everything right? That's the sign of real Shraddha. If we have logic Shraddha, we will always say, he's wrong, and she's wrong, and they're wrong, and that means that I'm right. No, you're wrong because you see wrong in others. So that's a very important point, and so many problems are there because our Shraddha is not real. And about this, this is what Krishna says here. Ashradadasya purusha, dharmasya sya parantapa, aprapyamam nivartante, mrityu samsara vartmani. So there are some other characteristics of Laukika Shraddha and Shastriya Shraddha. I just gave you certain examples or certain signs by which we can understand what is it. There is another one. I'll give another one, which is also very important in my opinion. I will finish soon. Please bear with me. Another one is that if you have real Shraddha, properly formed Shraddha, if your Shraddha is very strong, and if it's based on the scriptures, on the Shastra, then you will be satisfied with whatever situation you are in. You will be materially, you know, even if it's difficult, and sometimes there are difficult situations in our life, critical situations, somebody is sick. You know, if you have real Shraddha, you will say, this is Krishna's mercy. You will be able to say this. And if you don't have real Shraddha, you will complain at that point. You will say, Krishna is bad. He didn't save me, he's this and that. And you will lose it because you don't have this real Shraddha is something very valuable and very rare too. Because it gives you complete conviction, complete satisfaction, and complete peace in your heart. Krishna is God. I'm His servant. That's His eternal truth. Nothing can change this. And no matter what is the external situation in my life, I will serve Him. Ashlishyavavadaratam pinashtumam adarsanam marmahatam. I will serve Him no matter what, whether He is doing something good for me or not. Whereas Laukika Shraddha is very komal, is very pliable, flexible. You can very easily change it and you go somewhere else and somewhere, and you lose the face. Anyway, what I wanted to say is that we have to be very careful with whom we associate. Because not any association with devotee necessarily healthy. And we should strive for the elevated association. We should strive. When we interact with the devotees, we really have to ask this question, whether he will be able to strengthen my belief, my faith. Whether this is beneficial or this is destructive for my faith. We come to somebody and he is, you know, making offenses left and right, saying this is good and this is bad and this is bad and he is bad and this, you know. Like there is this Ritvik people. It's horrible people. They only see all the faults. Only faults. They're completely dwelling in the faults. And they're calling their magazine back to Prabhupada. As if by offenses you can come back to Prabhupada. By offenses you can go to hell, that's no problem. That's a very good means to go to hell. But you cannot go back to Prabhupada if you're offensive, if the offenses are there. So when we interact with each other, it's very important to see what's happening with my face. Because the face is the most valuable thing which we have. And it's so delicate, it so easily can be destroyed. I remember, I'll tell you one little small story to finish it. You know, I had a friend of mine, and he was into all kinds of mystics. Again, why into mystics? Because of the lack of faith. You need some mystical confirmation, you know, astrologers, and he would say, and he said, oh, there is such a far out important mystic in Mathura, you know, you should go with me. I said, okay, I'll go with you. And my intention was not to really go to this mystic, but just, you know, to protect him, more or less. And listen what happened there. We came and this mystic started saying something in his, you know, mystical way. And then he said, oh, you have a very good guru. Very good guru. And this devotee, he became very happy. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Very great guru. Very great guru. He said, yeah, very great guru, very great guru. He said, can you show me his picture? And this devotee said, now he will say something mystical about my guru. You know, what his Swarupa is or something like this. So he had with him some pictures and he showed picture of his guru, this picture and this picture. He said, yes, very great guru, very great guru. But then he said, but why does he like to take his own pictures so often? And that's it. He dropped this, and that's it. This devotee was, he lost his face for 1 year. Because he heard this offense, and, you know, the implication of this offense is that he is, you know, this and that. He started doubting in his guru. Why? Because, again, because of this interaction, and of course, because his face was not proper, was not properly formed, was not really, didn't really have the proper foundation of it. Otherwise, you know, what do I care about this stupid mystic in Mathura and what he has to say about my guru? Why do I need to hear confirmation from this mystic about my guru and his potency? It means the complete, total lack of proper understanding. So, in other words, what Prabhupada says here, the face is very important because the face, the proper face, is the real fuel. It's a petrol which can bring us to God. And the petrol should be of a good quality. If you put in a good car, and Krishna consciousness is a very good car. It's a very good, Krishna consciousness movement is a very good car. If you put in a good car, in a Mercedes car, some diesel, what will happen? You will spoil the car and you will reach your destination. You will not reach your destination because the diesel is not right. So what I want to say is that this face is the fuel which can bring us to Krishna. But it should be of right quality. And therefore, it's so important to hear from Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, it's so important to hear from those who strictly follow Srila Prabhupada. And to read his books and to hear his lectures. And to understand the logical structure of the scriptures, not just be blind, mechanical follower. And therefore, Prabhupada says that real faith is coming from the association of devotees, but this association should be proper. It should be on the basis of the scriptures. It should have firm scriptural basis. Then only you will get Shastrata Vishwas. Otherwise, you will get some sort of official face in Krishna consciousness. And that's it. I'm finishing now. Thank you very much.
maybe there is one or two questions.
How do we eradicate or stop subtle ego? That's the biggest problem.
Uh-huh. How to stop or eradicate?
So it's so subtle. Ego is so subtle.
How to stop subtle manifestation of ahankara or false ego which is there. I mean, again, if you have proper understanding of who you are and what is your goal in life, then ego will be subdued, even though it may be there. Ego is a very dangerous thing. Ego, like, we have certain organs. If they cut this organ, it will grow up to the full extent, like liver. Liver, you can leave like 20% of the liver and it will still grow again. Ego, if we cut our ego 99% and 1% is left, then it will grow to full size again in no time. Ego is a very nice organ which we have. So, but the real thing is that, you know, if you have the proper faith, proper, and for that we need guru. Actually, our relationship with guru, if they are real, then our ego will not manifest. But if the relationship are not really proper, then the subtle ego. Anyway, it's not easy question, but something you can do about it. If you know that I'm dasa dasa no dasa. Okay, I guess that's it. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Damodar Desh ki jai.
Jai.